Well, it was, I think up to this point, it's probably the biggest drive of the year. I mean, you look back at the way things were going, you know, our defense played great all day. They made a great catch for a touchdown. So, you know, we kind of felt like we got down there a couple times. We weren't able to capitalize, you know, a fluke, and, you know, Phil is human. So we feel like we need to do our part and rebound and drive down the field. And like I said, I think overall it's probably the biggest drive of the year for us. And, we strung together some good plays and Trent was able to cap it off.
What was your mindset going into that drive? What were you thinking? What were you saying in the huddle and so forth?
Well, first downs. And that's all I said really the first one. Hey, listen, we get a couple first downs, move the chain. We were backed up a little bit. We had a long ways to go. And so, my message was just let's continue to get first downs. Let the rest take care of itself. And, we made a couple great catches, a couple great runs. That's what good teams do is they find a way to, kind of cap it off and string together good drives when you need it. And we were able to do it.
Brandon, can you talk about how you had to overcome, some adversity, some of your own adversity and some of the adversity on the team to come back with that drive?
Yeah, I mean, I think, overall there's ups and downs throughout the entire game. And, unfortunately, it's not baseball and you can't throw a perfect game. It sucks. I wish you could, but, I think that's part of playing this sport at this level. When you're playing a team like that, on the road in a good environment, there's going to be some adversity. I think it's how you respond. We responded well, and that's the positive I take away from it.
Hey, a week after you had a mild concussion, you became like a runner a number of times here today. Wow.
I was like, oh, God, here we go. I don't think about it. I'm thinking about getting yards, positive yards, and that's just a competitive nature. And I was going to take a hit. I probably got hit more today than I've gotten hit in my life ever playing the position. But, I'm not. You don't play this game if you're soft. You got to be able, stand in there and take them. I stared down the barrel a couple of times and take a couple of shots to deliver throws. And
it looked like your hand got hit on one of the interceptions.
Yeah, it did. It did. They brought a little sawdog blitz, and we did a great job protecting. Sean got a little push, but got stepped on elbow. Elbow got hit and the ball fluttered. I knew. I was hoping Josh just knocked it down, but I knew anytime that happens, it's dangerous. And that's the way my luck's been all year.
How pleased were you that the weather turned just in the right time?
He was with us today. I think we went out to throw before the game. It was sunny and then it started pouring down rain. And we've been pretty unfortunate with some weather throughout these games. But I think looking at the radar leading up to the week and the way it turned out, I'll take it.
How about Sheldon's interception? How big was Sheldon's interception?
That was huge. They were driving. They made some good plays. They made some key throws. Carson did, and then Sheldon. He's just the salty vet. He comes up, and makes a big time play for this team, and gave us a chance, and we were able to capitalize.
Josh Gordon's day today.